can speak in other tongues. Just speak in other tongues. Worship him in tongues and in understanding. Just worship him with the sound of the instrument. Worship him. With the cymbal, with the strings. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. I don't know. You're looking at me tonight like you don't know how beautiful his name is. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. To the praise and to the glory of the Father. His name is power. I'll leave you in a few minutes. Let's take that song again. Oh, you have no rival. Let's take that part. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all. Let's take it again. Let it make sense to you. I don't know why you came to this mountain, but I don't want to go back the same way I came. So you need to connect. Connect with the one who will turn things around for you. The moments I love most are the moments where I have the opportunity to worship my King. We'll have one more minute to take that part. Just connect yourself. And you have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. He's crowned the King of Glory, the one who reigns forever and ever. Shale yabo soa, ne ale osio ha shi sola.
God is in the midst of the temple. Can you begin to wave your hands? Give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering. This is very prophetic now. God is a God of moment. Two powerful testimony, even as we are, you know, waving our hands, as the angels are waving and singing. Give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering. I see faces change, transfigured. Wave your hands. Wave your hands. We're about to fly in the spirit. So get ready, get ready. We're about to fly in the realm of the spirit. If you desire to speak in unknown tongues, get ready, get ready, get ready. If you desire to interpret tongues, there's going to be a distribution of spiritual gifts right now. Get ready, we're about to fly. Amen. Amen. The Lord is in the midst of his people. Just a quick warning before we begin to fly in the spirit. When I play my shofar, I see myself flying in the spirit. And I see things that God tells me I will interpret to you later. The one you understand is for now. A very, very quick testimony to help your spirit before we begin to fly in the spirit. I pray that as we begin to fly in the spirit, there will be nobody sitting down here that will remain in this hall while we are flying in the spirit. You didn't hear me. I said, we're about to fly in the spirit. If a common witch, a wizard, can fly from Nigeria to New York, how much you that have the Holy Ghost? I said, we're about to fly in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And I quickly want to tell us what your part will be as we are flying in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the spirit on Blue Mountain on the Lord's day. And I heard a voice behind me like that of a shofar, like that of a tekiah. Somebody say tekiah. Tekiah in Hebrew just means a long blast. You discover that from the book of Exodus, where God told Moses, come and meet up with me on Blue Mountain called Mount Sinai. And he said, once you hear the tekiah, my Hebrew Bible says, he called it tekiah. A long shout is tekiah. So tonight, I will be playing the tekiah with my ram song, with the shofar. This is for repentance. It's a ram song. But tonight, The tekiya is a war sound.
Right.
The devil, the adversary of the church, understand those sounds I'm introducing to you now. When the devil hears the teruah means the watchmen are declaring that war is coming. Get ready. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 20 is your work tonight. Your work tonight is whenever you hear the sound of the shofar, of the tekiah, you and I, Nehemiah chapter 4 from verses 19 to verse 20, he said, you will gather to us there. You will rally to us there. And you will shout, my God will fight for me. Somebody shout, my God will fight for me. Don't be carried away. The only thing the Lord told me tonight, apart from the fact that I saw faces transfigured and we are changing. We're not looking like the way we were looking before. I mean, if you have eyes to see, you will understand what I'm talking about. We are gradually changing. We are changing to the image of whom we have come to worship. That's the first thing I saw. And the Lord said, wherever you are seated, if you desire healing, whether it's your leg, your pain, or whatsoever, let me just tell you, I sat in my studio, a woman that has 32 years of issues of blood. Till today, I have not met the woman in flesh. The woman met my wife on Facebook, and they invited us for this women's conference. And as I was about to play my saxophone, the Lord said, play the shofar. And as I sounded the shofar, and the Lord said, okay, I can continue, I dropped the shofar. A week after, this woman is in Washington, and the woman said, the oldest son is 32 years old. And ever since then, she's been having issues of blood. But that issue of blood stopped over the internet that particular day. Till today, I've not met this woman. I want to encourage you tonight. What do you think you need from the Lord? The Lord asks something from you tonight. Wherever you are seated, whether you want to move to the east, to the west, to the south, or wherever you are, even if your leg is paining you, move yourself now. If you are sitting on the left, move to the right. If you are sitting behind, just shift. Wherever you are, just move. And I will go into playing the shofar right now. And desire of the Lord, what you want the Lord to do, because things are going to happen instantly. There will be distribution of the gift you desire. The gift of the Spirit that you desire. Whatever you desire is going to be shared. And as I begin to play the sound of the Spirit, be at alert, listen to the music. It gets to a particular crescendo where you begin to speak in tongues. But for as long the shofar is sounding, Nehemiah told the people. He said, whenever, as the Sambalat guys are coming, as the Tobiah guys are coming, stopping us from building, once you hear the sound of the shofar, your weapon on your right hand, your shofar on your left hand, once you hear the sound of the shofar, rally towards there and declare, my God will fight for me. Can I hear you say, my God will fight for me? Say, my God will fight for me. Till the time the shofar fades away, keep shouting, my God will fight for me. My God will fight for me. And when the shofar fades away, you begin to speak in tongues. If you cannot speak in other tongues, you will get it immediately. And there will be healing and deliverance immediately. Please move a little bit away from, that is the instruction. Wherever you are sitting, just move, just shift.
libre que de música libre cada voz easy gali da gorega da sete easy galo no que cava da zuga libre que da gana e kato go da ziga basha e balo do que zete ye que bodo zinda go de gabado za kabala in bigado ziga be libre handa sata in balabata da sheta. My God will fight for me. My God will fight for me. My God will fight for me. Amen. Worshiping with your silence. Let us be silent. Worshiping with your silence, spirit to spirit. Let the mouth in your spirit open and communicate with the one that sits on the throne, the Holy One of Israel, that is a spirit. Be silent. God is in the midst of us. Amen. Amen. The Lord wants us to do it again. I'm going to take my will out of the way and just do what He wants me to do. I see one of my cherubim still holding the trumpet and he's still raising it up. The Lord wants us to sound the teruah again. I'm supposed to be doing something else, but the Lord wants me to do what He wants me to do. So let's go on D again. Do not forget. I don't know why the Lord wants us to do it again. I saw one of my cherubim and he's still holding a trumpet harp. So I'm to take my shofar and blow again.